But right now, it's time to check in down there at Cockburn with Alex Pearce, the Fremantle Dockers defender. They're 4 days into training in 2019, and Alex joins us. G'day, Alex.
G'day, guys. How are we going?
We're well, thank you. How are you? How's the group? And what have the first 4 days of pre-season in 2019 entailed?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. It's nice to be back after a bit of an extended break this year. And yeah, I think likewise the rest of the group are going pretty well. We've had a good first couple of days with a time trial over and done with, which is always nice. And yeah, looking forward to another big session tomorrow.
What did you get up to during your break? Did you get back to the homeland?
Yeah, I did. I spent a couple of weeks in Tassie, flew over to Melbourne for a couple of days of Boxing Day test with the old man, which is good fun. But yeah, most of the time just in Tassie, spent with the family and a few friends.
And over that break, obviously you got to keep in good nick, and you come back and you ran a PB, I understand, in the 2K time trial, and I think you finished in the top six, but Nat Fyfe.
Yeah, so obviously you had to do a fair bit like all the boys do over the break, a few running sessions a week and plenty of weight, so yeah, and I was very happy to come back and run a pretty decent time, especially to beat the skip. That was very nice.
What's been the goal for you over the pre-season so far? You mentioned now that you have got a bit of footy into yourself and your body's good, but you want to put a bit of weight on going into next season.
Yeah, just a little bit. It's probably it's always a tough one with me putting weight on with the sort of shin and leg issues I've had, because being a little bit heavier increases the risk of a few injuries. So it's just putting on a little bit here and there, half a kilo, a kilo, and just trying to get a bit stronger and sort of do the best with what weight I am, is around that 99, 100 kilos. So, yeah, it's always a little bit sort of suck and see how I am at the start of the pre-season and where I can build to. So I've already, sort of increased my strength a bit, dropped some skin folds, and I'm sort of in a pretty good spot now to sort of keep going, hit the rest of the pre-season.
Was there a certain player that you played on last year that led you to that decision that maybe perhaps pushed you around a little bit?
I think just looking at my sort of body and the way I play, I feel like it's probably an area where I can improve, get a little bit stronger, maybe a kilo or two heavier with maintaining sort of my speed and run. Then I think that's the best thing for me to do. Obviously playing guys like Tom Hawkins, Buddy Franklin, they're sort of pretty big dudes and are very strong. So when you compare yourself to the best in the competition, there's definitely a bit of scope for me to improve in that area especially.
What about one of the guys you'd be playing on in pre-season training in Rory Lobb? How's he tracking? The Fremantle fans will be very interested to hear.
Yeah, no, Rory's going very well. I don't think he's missed a training session yet. He's a big man, Rory. When you stand next to him, you don't really realise how sort of tall and big he is, and he moves very well as well. He did a good 2K time trial, and you can just sort of see the way he moves around training and the way he can sort of really fly for those marks. He's going to be very important for us in the forward line, just having that extra sort of big guy to kick it to, and if he gets in his area, he usually jukes it.
How much work have you guys done on your game plan and the way you wish to move the football in 2019? Because I imagine with Jesse Hogan and Rory Lobb coming in, it might be a slightly different game plan for Freo next year.
Yeah, well, when you've got those two you mentioned and Matt Tabernar, I'd like to think in the same forward line, it probably gives us a bit more opportunity to just sort of kick it long and get it in there, and then sort of let them get to work, and then let our small sort of get to their feet, and I think we can be quite dangerous in doing that. So yeah, it's definitely been something we've worked on. We haven't had Jesse out there training yet, but I think he's getting very close, so that'll be exciting when he joins the boys on the track. Our time in the Gold Coast, we did a little bit of work on some game plan stuff, and it's with all the new players we've had over the last couple of years, it's always good to try and get everyone together and everyone sort of learning together. So give us another sort of month or two and hopefully everyone will be on the same page and we'll be shaping pretty well for the start of the season.
I know you wouldn't look into media speculation too often, but this time of the year a lot of journalists like to put out their best 22, and I've been very surprised that a few of them have left out Matt Tabernar. I believe he's ready to take that next step, particularly with the two players coming in. He's a real hard worker. He can get up to the wing and take marks, and he has improved other elements of his game. He's too good to be missing out, isn't he?
If I was picking the best 22, I think he'd be in there. I wouldn't want to play a defence routine that has to deal with him, Hogan and Lobb. So yeah, I think if we can get all those three fit, they can be really dangerous for us. Obviously, Rory can go in the ruck a bit as well. So, yeah, Sav's just had a very good pre-season. He's come back in riffing Nick and he's training really well. I think he showed in the first sort of month or so of last season what he can sort of do at AFL level. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what he can do, especially with those boys next to him.
Can you lead us into a couple of other players that have had big pre-seasons? I understand Griffin Logue's come back really hungry, put on some weight, and he's training well. Cam McCarthy, another one. But any of the new recruits that may surprise early on?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, those guys, looking good. Griffin, obviously, after a sort of horrid run with injuries last year, he's come back and he's been very good, Nick. And he'll be definitely pushing for spots come the start of the season. Young guy like Brett Pulley's really sort of stamped his authority, I guess. He's come in ready-made player and looks like he can play sort of straight away. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes early on. Another one who's come back in good shape is Brandon Matera, who was probably in and out a little bit during the year, and he's come back in great nick. So he'll be sort of pushing for that sort of small forward spot, along with Travis Collier, who is in great nick as well. So I think we could have a good could be a good problem to have. All these guys are really vying for a few of these spots. So we'll just sort of wait and see how things go over the next month or two. But yeah, it'll be interesting come that time when we have to have that first 22 selected.
Alex, last year, 21 games, a full season of football for the first time in a couple of years after those leg injuries that you mentioned. One of the things that Hayes and I noticed, and we commentate and watch the footy together, is your desire to take the game on and kick the ball regularly. What were your instructions from the coaching staff last year, and what will they be this year, if they'll differ at all, in terms of doing that?
I'm probably told to tame it down a little bit, my sort of running with the ball and my ball use, if I'm honest, but we'll see. I'll keep pushing the coaches to try and let myself off the chain a bit. I know I need to work on my kicking to be a bit better kick, that I can sort of use my speed and that sort of stuff in attack. But for me, the main thing is that defence and being able to defend really strongly one-on-one and be able to organise our defence. We've got a sort of really good, really talented young defensive group coming through. So I feel like I'm a big part of trying to get everyone up to a really high standard and sort of becoming one of the better defences in the league. That's probably the main thing. And then that sort of attacking side of things is sort of secondary at the moment. But, yeah, we'll just sort of see how things evolve and how things go over the next few months, next couple of years.
Are you chasing after a Mr. Whippy van?
Actually, in my room, there's a Mr. Whippy van going right next to me. I don't think I'll have one.
But... hear the tune. Feel like an ice cream.
And just lastly, Alex, one guy who does like ice cream, Peter Bell. What sort of role has he fulfilled in his short time at the club so far?
Yeah, so obviously I've had a little bit to do with Belly, and he's a great fella, as I'm sure you know, and he's had a good influence on the group so far. He's a very sort of easygoing guy, and very good to talk to about different sort of things that come up. We'd be discussing stuff with the leadership group. He's just sort of very open, and it's very easy to have a discussion with. So, yeah, obviously we haven't had too much to do so far in the year, but, yeah, I've really enjoyed sort of the time with Billy, and I think he'll be a great addition to the sort of football department, and he'll be a great help to myself and a lot of the other leaders and players as well.
And exciting news today announced by the AFL, pink balls to be used in the AFLX. Are you putting your hand up to play AFLX this season?
Oh, we'll see. It's not really my game, I don't think. I didn't play any last year, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. You never know. You never know. But, yeah. No, I'm looking forward to watching the AFLX, even if I'm not there. It should be exciting. Fifey's talking it up, so it'll be good to see him take a few hangers out there.
He's on team this year, Fifey.
He does. He does. If I slip him a couple of pineapples, maybe he can select me. We'll see.
Yeah.
Alex, good to catch up with you. Enjoy the remainder of the pre-season. Hopefully it's another full year of football for you in 2019, and you play well.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me.